where are the seniors? I want to know who I'm talking to, you guys. So they said I should say a few words to cheer these graduating seniors on. And so I've been praying for these guys. There's 11 of you, I think. That's right. And so Moses is about to go through the wilderness and into the promised land. And God tells him to go. And Moses says to him, Moses says, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, and I and your people? Is it not in your going with us so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people? Moses said, I'm not going, God, unless you go with me, unless your presence goes with me. Think of all the things. Ooh, we can do this. Think of all the things that you could take with you on a journey. And Moses is offered the presence of God. And he says, I'm only going if the presence of God goes with me. And there's another way to translate that. That's God's face. I'm only going if your face, if you are so close to me, I can see your face, Lord. That's the only way I'm going. So he goes. They all go. And every day they had a reminder of God's presence with them. Every morning when they woke up, there would be manna on the ground. Everything they needed for the day. When these guys signed, give us this day our daily bread. That daily bread would be on the ground. So if any day you thought God's presence isn't with me, all you had to do was make it till morning. And all the ground, as far as you could see, would be covered with all the things that you would need for the whole day. And that was your reminder. And then something even more amazing happened. They went, they journeyed through the wilderness. Joshua, this is in Joshua 6:10. He goes, that can't be 6:10, 5:10. While the people of Israel were encamped at Gilgal, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month in the evening in the plains of Jericho. We know what that means. And the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes, parched grain, and the manna ceased. There was no more manna. They had the Passover meal. They celebrated the Passover. They gathered up manna. And they made the Passover bread, the sign of God's presence with them, the manna. They gathered it up. They celebrated the Passover, and the next morning, Joshua gets out of his tent, and he walks out, and where is the presence of God? It's not there. There's no manna. Somebody had insight enough, even though they weren't supposed to do it, to get a jar, to save up a jar of manna. And the next day, when they looked out, there was no manna, no sign of God's presence. You know why? I might have just read it. Did I just read it? The manna ceased the day after they ate of the produce of the land. There was no longer manna for the people of Israel, but they ate the fruit of the land of the land of Canaan that year. It's because when they woke up from Passover, it was time to fight. It was time to take the promised land and eat the fruit of the land. They were camped by Jericho. We know Jericho was the first city to fall. We know God was with them, but that daily sign of God's presence wasn't there except for in a jar, and it was in the Ark of the Covenant, which was in the Holy of Holies, which was in the temple, which was in... You're not going to see that, right? So, you're graduating. Graduating is a process, right? Some of you guys, this is it. Some of you guys have more classes. Some of you guys don't know what you're doing all summer. Some of you are going on to college. But next Friday, all the moms are going to be partying. And your mom isn't going to wake you up for praise ensemble. And it might be next Friday, but I doubt it will be. But this presence of the Lord guiding you in all of these teachers and all these parents and volunteers isn't going with you into the promised land. And you might be in Pickerel Hall at ISU in Terre Haute. You might be a missionary in Wakanda. I know I said that. Someday you're going to wake up and God's presence will not be obvious. And that is the day the fight for the promised land begins. And God is with you. He's given us his son. So Jesus elaborates on it in John 6. Always close with Jesus. If there are any preachers in here, close with Jesus. You can't fail. John 6:47. Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread." Jesus said that. "That came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread I'll give for the life of the world is my flesh." Christ died on the cross for our sins. He sent his Holy Spirit into us to be a daily reminder of his presence. So when you wake up some morning and there is no manna and you can't get to the jar of bread, know that God's presence is still with you and the promised land is yours for the taking, just as sure as it was for Joshua and Caleb. Let's pray for these guys. Lord, I pray that you would empower this class, that you would empower these seniors as they graduate, as they conquer high school and step out into the promised land of the rest of their adult lives. I pray that you would anoint them, that you would guide them, that you would bless them, that you would remind them continually of your presence, and that they would seek your face, that you are always showing off to them, Lord. Thank you for the teachers, the parents, this whole program. And thank you for these guys who stuck it out to the end of the school year. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.